After more than a decade of making music together, Duran Jones and the Indications continue to blossom on their aptly titled new record, Flowers. They continue to unfurl their true colours, embracing all of their roots and influences, maturation and confidence, and share them with the world. And part of this spirit of sharing, joining us now on 2SER Breakfast on vocals, Duran Jones, on drums and vocals, Aaron Fraser, and on guitar, Blake Ryan. Good morning to you, Duran Jones and the Indications.
What's up?
Durant, I'll start with you. When did the band first start? When did the Indications first start to indicate?
Ooh. I would say, well, I came into the picture in 2012. But even before I came into the picture, Blake and Aaron were in a rock and roll band called Charlie Patton's War, and they were really figuring it out. Before I came into the picture. And I really do think that's a secret to the recipe, was that like these guys were really cranking it and working hard at creating a really good live sound before I even came into the picture.
Well, the sound is pretty good now. Aaron, you are a return guest to 2SER Breakfast. The last time you were here on the show, we were discussing your album Into the Blue. An excellent album. You're a very, very busy gentleman. Got your fingers in a lot of pies. How are you going? How do you keep track of things?
Yeah, it's good to be back. I do keep really busy. Actually, how I've been keeping track of things is this app that I discovered called Untitled that is really helpful for like organizing all of your different demos by artists, and you can leave little notes and stuff. So got to keep organized.
Okay, there we go. I think the last time we discussed, we were talking college basketball as well. If you've got any tips for who might be ones to look out for in the forthcoming college basketball season, I'll let you ruminate on that one for a little bit. Blake, you've been with the Indications from the outset?
Yeah, that's right.
And what was sort of like, what was the music that you were listening to when you were growing up that sort of set you on this path, would you suggest?
I didn't really have like a mentor who was like showing me a lot of soul music, but every once in a while I would just come across a song by just pure coincidence. And those stick with me like really heavily. Like Dancing Queen by ABBA was like an early one, which I think has like kind of soulful disco production. And then around high school, If You Want Me to Stay by Sly and the Family Stone was like a song I listened to over and over, and I just like loved it. And it wasn't until, you know, around the time I met Aaron that like I, you know, music discovery tools kind of really expanded and it became a lot easier to discover new music.
I would imagine that If You Want Me to Stay would be so to set someone down the path of playing guitar, learning to play that walking bass line there from that one. What was one of the first songs that you loved that you learned to play on the guitar, Blake?
Well, I started on bass, so that's even more, you know, like that was, I was playing bass, you know, I was like a 13, 14 year old. So I think that's maybe where you're absolutely right. I discovered If You Want Me to Stay. Man, Aaron and I were really into blues music, and like I kind of got more into playing guitar in college and playing like some of that like finger picking or dead thumb style, like Mississippi John Hurt was one of this. You know, I just don't fancy myself like a particular like guitar player. I'm like really interested in like production and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And just being like virtuosic at the guitar never really like appealed to me. But that was learning some of those other guitar styles like from the American South was like probably one of the only times I really pushed my like technical capabilities.
Nice. Well, that's cool. It's cool that you did the production thing is a big part of it as well, because you cite as your influences for both this most recent album, Flowers, and everything you do. Stuff like Raphael Sadiq, Pete Rock, and DJ Premier. Obviously, sort of with soul music, the music evolution, we wouldn't have styles like hip-hop if it wasn't for the genres that came before us. So that's all really important and an important foundation of all of that. Now, I'm going to take this opportunity, because it's such a wonderful time to have you here, have Duran Jones and the Indications in the studio here on 2SER Breakfast. Here's something about your band that you might not know. A little while ago here on 2SER, a couple of months back, two cherished members of our 2SER community, host of Wide Open Air Exchange, Christine Gallagher, and music director Lachlan Holland, they got married live on the radio here on 2SER. And the first song that was played following their wedding was Duran Jones and the Indications with Is It Any Wonder? How does that make you feel? Duran, I'll start with you.
It was beautiful. You know, like, I think one of the most beautiful surprises about making this music with these guys is finding how many people will come up to us and tell us that the music has been a part of a special moment in their lives, whether they were playing the music while, you know, getting married, or even while, you know, having a child. You know, there's been a couple of instances where folks were like, yeah, we had a playlist of y'all playing while my wife was in labor, or something along those lines. It's always really cool to hear these stories. So it feels like, you know, it feels very special to be a part of someone's special moment.
Duran, if you were a wedding DJ, what is the one song that you would drop every time you were doing your thing?
The one song I would drop.
I'm very sorry to put you on the spot here, but I just have to do it. We ask the hard questions at 2SER Breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be in a wedding band way back in the day. And, gosh, you know.
It's a lot of pressure.
I know one of the band members just, like, hates this song, but September, it just slaps every time. So,
by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I just gotta.
Nice one. Well, that's a good one. I was listening to a person yesterday discuss how if they were a wedding DJ, they would play Miss Jackson by Outkast because they just want to have to ensure that the in-laws are on their toes from the outset. Aaron, you're a wedding DJ. What's the one song you're playing?
I wasn't in a wedding band, but there was one wedding that I agreed to play because the bride-to-be asked me and I thought she was cute, which makes no sense because she was getting married. Makes no sense, but I agreed to do it anyway. And at that wedding, we did I'd Rather Go Blind, which I think is just one of the all-time greats. So simple, so sweet. You can stretch out and add solos if you want to make it longer. You can keep it compact. It's just Etta James, one of the all-timers.
How's she doing now? Are you still in touch?
No, we're not in touch anymore. But I do know they have a wonderful family. They're doing great, yeah.
Yeah, we should have played Miss Jackson on that one. Blake, your choice.
A song that I find like absolutely infectious and really appropriate for weddings that I just don't hear at weddings that often is Sweet Thing by Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Oh, excellent.
We saw her play at the Fool in Love Festival that we were a part of last year. She's so talented. It was incredible. And, it was one of those, like, you know, kind of hit songs that I didn't have on 45 that I bought sometime in the last month or so. And I was really happy to find, you know, that record. It's such a good song.
I might have to play that a little bit later on in the show. We're here celebrating 2SER. We had a big weekend last weekend. One of our shows, it's a funk music show. It's been going for 45 years. They had a live event last weekend that we broadcast live on the radio. And one of the highlights from that was when they played Rufus and Chaka Khan. So I've already played some Rufus and Chaka Khan this week, but I might have to give it another spin. Duran Jones and the Indications, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here this morning on 2SER. Breakfast, Duran Jones, Aaron Fraser, and Blake Ryan. The new album is called Flowers. Loving it. It's absolutely wonderful. I know you've got a big rest of 2025 touring the Northern Hemisphere, but just wanted to put it out there that anytime that you want to come down under, you're always welcome here at the 2SER studios.
Thank you so much. It'd be so lovely to come back to Australia. Man, we had a blast out there earlier this year, and I think I speak for all of us when I say that we are really looking forward to being back down under.
I'll try and sort out some weddings that you can come and play at.